This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The world's biggest electronics showcase is underway this week in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. Our technology reporter, Marketplace's Queen Akim, is on site chatting up the exhibitors and scoping out the latest trends. She is beaming in to be with me now. Hello, Queena.
Hey.
So let's talk TV. I gather you are surrounded by screens out there, and what's the latest on that front?
Well, you've heard of HD TV?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll be hearing a lot more of 4K TV, which is an even higher definition TV.
Sounds nifty. Why do we need that?
Well, it's all about size. TVs are getting bigger and bigger, and not too long ago, you know, the 46-inch TV was considered the big screen. Well, Samsung had one on a display yesterday that was 85 inches, and that's 7 feet, and they're going to even go up to 110. So the problem becomes, how do you keep that screen sharp? And that's where 4K comes in. Joe Stinziano is an executive vice president in Samsung, and he explains.
As TVs get bigger and bigger, the screens and the pixels, the distance between those pixels starts to grow, and the picture quality can start to deteriorate. So it's time for a new high level of resolution, and this is the new industry standard of ultra-high definition.
So be our eyes here, Queena. How did it look?
Well, I was standing like a good 20 feet from the stage where they had this thing on display, and it looked like a sharp photo. It was clear, it was sharp. But the problem is that not a lot of TV networks are using 4K cameras yet, and this is the same problem HD TV ran into. It came out before the network switched over to HD cameras. So you won't truly be able to see the full glory of 4K, even if you buy one of these bad boys, you know, at the end of the year.
If we do buy one of these bad boys, as you said, what's it going to cost us?
Well, I thought that 4K stood for $4,000, but apparently it's going to cost a lot more than that. The 85-inch is coming out sometime this year, Samsung says, but the company is staying mum about the price.
So you're wandering around in this tech wonderland for a few days. Just give me something else quickly that, I don't know, something that's blown your mind.
Well, I don't know if it's blown my mind, but, you know, another big theme is connectivity. And Sony last night had a press preview where they were showing off how all their devices connect. So now they're making phones. And, of course, we know that they make TVs and a bunch of other kind of electronics. And so now they've got this technology where you can take the Sony phone and tap the Sony headset and transfer your music there. Or tap the Sony remote control for the TV and transfer the movie you're watching on your phone to the TV. And it's all seamless.
And all about tapping, evidently. Thanks a lot, Marketplace's technology reporter, Queena Kim.
Thank you.